This is a new voice for a new Scotland.
Morning, folks. Andy Truck Davey in the truck. It's the review of the week. They won't be headline news. Most of it won't be headline news. It'll be stories I've plucked out that probably haven't come to most people's attention. And some will be headline news. Now, I'm going to try and make it a wee bit light-hearted this week if I can throw in the odd one-liner. So, here we go. Monday, the Dominic Cummins story, saga, whatever you want to call it, rolls on, right? The English Attorney General, Suella Braverman, faces calls to resign as she's been tweeting in favour of Dominic Cummins, and that was brought in. It's claimed she brought her office into disrepute. As the Attorney General, although she's an MP, she should be neutral. She shouldn't get involved in the hissy-fitting that's going on, or any controversy that's going on. She's there to give legal advice to the government, nothing else. Okay. Right. So she is facing calls to resign. And just to add a wee bit of comedy to the whole situation with Dominic Cummins and his breaking the lockdown rules and the fact that he refuses to resign, Lord Adonis decides to stick in his Tuppenceworth. Lord Adonis puts a tweet out saying he knows what Tony Blair would have done, and he took pelters. The best one I've seen was, Cummins might be a twat, but bombing his house just a step too far. So, Lord Adonis left the field very, very quickly. I don't think he's tweeted since. Right, but as I say, the general consensus is that Cummins should go. Well, when we get to the end of the week, we'll discuss that a wee bit more. All right. Also on Monday, spike in Western Supermare of the coronavirus, and they had to shut their general hospital. This seems to be the result of the VE Day celebrations coming through now, as it generally takes a couple of weeks for the virus to start to take a bite again, as the transmission rate starts to rise again. So transmission rate in England is rising, but the lockdown in England's being lifted very, very quickly. It's a strange one. So anyway, to divert from the coming situation, Boris Johnson plucks a number out of the air and tells businesses that you can reopen for this day. Non-essential shops can reopen for this day, the 15th. Now, this week has been an ongoing attempt to divert from the Cummins story, but I'll get more to that as we go down the line. Bojo's scientific advisors are near the point of quitting. They can't handle this anymore. It's just, he's no taking advice at all. And his lack of ability to function as a Prime Minister without a special advisor is really starting to get into people's psyche. So Boris Johnson is losing the confidence of Conservative MPs and the public very, very quickly, right? On to Tuesday. UK becomes the country with the highest death rate per capita in the whole world to COVID-19. Now, I read the figures out on this on Tuesday last week, but basically, the UK has 5.51 deaths per million capita. That's the highest in the whole planet. So the UK becomes the COVID capital of the world, if you like. Right, the Cummins debacle goes on and on and on and on. The English public have now totally lost confidence in Bojo. UK trade negotiations with the USA are no going well. It would appear that the UK side has agreed to drop geographical indicators and protected product status for things like Scotch whisky, Stornoway black pudding, Orkney cheddar. You get the idea, right? Anyway, in the trade negotiations with the Yanks, it looks like the UK government has agreed to drop all these indicators and drop protected status for things like Scotch whisky, Welsh lamb, whatever, you know. It'll all be stamped as UK and there'll be no brand protection for anything. Farmers are going after nut, but nobody's going to be listened to anyway, so it doesn't matter. We have 380 majority, Boris Johnson can do whatever he bloody well wants. Right? Scottish Tories, Tuesday, Scottish Tories also start to enter the fray on the Dominic Cummings saga after Douglas Ross quit because he was under pressure for his constituents to open his mouth and say something. After that, Car Crash gets in the act and condemns Cummings for what he did. Sort of. Same with the rest of the Tory MSPs. Which, what's really interesting about that is, it comes to light that actually Boris Johnson doesn't talk to Car Crash. Car Crash has got to go through Alistair Jack in order to get to Bojo. And Alistair Jack doesn't like Car Crash either. So, it would appear that the Scottish Tory MSPs have no link whatsoever to their party south of the border. Unless they go through Alistair Jack. And Alistair Jack just ignores them. Right? So, that's basically the highlights of Monday and Tuesday. Cummings, Cummings, Cummings and Mayor Cummings. Right? On to Wednesday. Guardian runs a report on the privatisation issue at the heart of the coronavirus calamity in the UK. It highlights that at every stage of the way, everything to do with this pandemic has been outsourced. From PPE to tests and trace and isolate. It's all been outsourced. That's why it's been such a sham. Public Health England has outsourced absolutely everything. Everything. Right? And The Guardian did a big report on it on Wednesday. Excess deaths in England, according to the Office of National Statistics, have reached 60,000. Right? These are excess deaths. Deaths that have not been accounted would normally not have happened. What they do is they measure over a trend of 5 years. So, what the normal death rate would be in any year. So, they have worked out that there are 60,000, no counting COVID-19, there are an excess of 60,000 deaths. Probably a huge chunk of that would be due to COVID-19, but hasn't been reported as COVID-19. And a chunk of that would be due to people fear to go and seek medical help because of COVID-19. But 60,000, that belies the lies of the figures on COVID-19 deaths in England. So that's really concerning that there's 60,000 excess deaths this year so far in England. No counting the COVID-19 victims. That's absolutely outrageous. So it would appear that England is now at a stage where they're probably 100,000 or 80, 90,000 people dead to COVID-19, but they're only reporting 30 or 40,000. It's an absolute disgrace. Right. Meanwhile, in Scotland, red and blue Tories continue to politicise the epidemic, even though there's an agreement not to. Jackson Carlow and Richard Leonard pelting into the First Minister about care home deaths, basically accusing her of seeding care homes with patients that were COVID-19 positive. In the beginning, when bed blocking, something that the Tories and Labour used to scream at the SNP about, when bed blocking was being resolved to free up room in the hospitals for COVID-19 victims, there was no test capability in Scotland. There was no test capability anywhere in the UK, actually. If you remember, test, trace and isolate in the UK stopped on the 12th of March. And the claim was it was stopped on the 12th of March because they had no reagents and they had no testing capabilities. I reported on this at the time. The government was claiming that the chemical industry here in the UK didn't have any reagents to make tests. So it wasn't possible for the Scottish government to test anybody as they were trying to sort out the bed-blocking situation and free up capacity in the NHS to deal with COVID-19. So Richard Leonard and Jackson Carlow are basically ambulance chasing, and it's a bloody disgrace. Absolute disgrace. And I hope that the voters take it out on them at the next election, because this sort of thing, playing on people's grief like that, is bloody disgusting. It really is. Right. Also on Wednesday, Boris Johnson faced the Resilience Committee. That's all the heads of the chairs of all the committees that sit in Westminster. And it was an absolute disaster. A car crash for him. If you can, go back onto the Parliament channel and watch it. Absolutely outrageously poor performance by Mr. Johnson, and it actually highlights the fact why he needs us. special advisor, because he's basically outsourced his job to Dominic Cummins. And that's why he's holding on so tight to Dominic Cummins and won't let him go. Because that on Wednesday showed that Bojo isn't fit to be Prime Minister. He isn't fit for public office. And he's even a poor showman. He's not a very good showman at all. Also on Wednesday, it's revealed that the test figures had been dropped from the UK government's evening brief. But we know the reason it was dropped is interesting, because the week before it was the day before they started dropping it, it was revealed that the UK government had been counting one person's test as two tests, because you get a nasal swab and a throat swab. That should be counted as one test, but the UK government had been counting it as two tests in order to inflate the numbers. So rather than taking the embarrassment and having to correct the figures and show that they're only testing about 20, 25,000 people a day in England, mind their population is 55 million, that they just dropped the figures altogether. They just don't tell anybody what how many they're testing now. Right, moving on to Thursday. Matt Hancock has been slammed for laughing his way through an interview with Kay Burley on Sky. He was pissing himself laughing while talking about the death rates and things like that in COVID-19. Now, if you want to see that interview, it should be somewhere down there on my timeline. I go to it through the Liverpool Echo, because I don't watch live TV, as you all know. Right. UK government's contract tracing app crashes within a few minutes of being launched. And the contract tracing app, bang, crashed. Nae good. Rumour has it Bojo ordered it to be started in the UK so that he could divert from the Cummins story. A bit like he pulling the figures out of the thin air for reopening non-essential businesses in England. Absolutely hilarious. And a poll on Thursday also shows that the people in England have totally lost confidence with Bojo. And his approval ratings are now sitting about 12. They were up in the 40s. So people are starting to see through Bojo. Also, the UK government closes the digital services in the Houses of Parliament. No more digital voting, and no more digital debates, and only 50 MPs will be allowed into the chamber at a time. It looks like some gerrymandering of democracy, or the end of democracy in the UK, because they haven't put an alternative voting system in, and Public Health England has advised that they can't use the lobbies, so there'll be no voting through the lobbies. So there's no voting system for MPs, only 50 at a time will be allowed into the chamber. Basically, we've just hit dictatorship. Whatever happens here, if you hear on forwards, until this situation is resolved, there will be no proper scrutiny of this government, none. And there'll be any laws that come into existence will be done by cabinet decree rather than votes in the lobby. There'll be no democracy in the Houses of Parliament until, as the Speaker says, the cabinet come up with an alternative voting system. The cabinet's not going to come up with an alternative voting system. They have just made it to where they want to be. They are now in total control, and there's no viable scrutiny for them either. Outrageous behaviour. But they're getting away with it. I don't see anybody in England running about with pitchforks, although they bloody well should be. Right, the Cummins story disappears from the press. Boris Johnson has ordered the press to move on, and they have moved on. The other interesting thing was that Boris Johnson is also deciding what questions can and can't be asked at press briefings, and who can and can't ask the questions. This is an outrageous situation that we find ourselves strapped to the shower of half-wits down that road. It really is. It's outrageous. So the Cummins story has disappeared, and this morning there was only a slight mention of it on BBC Radio Scotland, and it disappeared from our radios for about 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock onwards. All right. First Minister moves Scotland into phase one of releasing the lockdown. Right? Now, this is baby steps, and I mean baby steps, people. You have to pay good attention here. Yous have been, the nation of Scotland has done really well so far. Really, really well. Okay? But, as we move forward, there are some complications with loosening this off. Like, how do you use the toilet? Because you're not supposed to touch surfaces when you go to your neighbour's house. You're supposed to meet in the open. Have we got teams of gardeners on the boot pit and his and hers on the trees? Ladies and gents pinned on the trees as we meet in parks. It's a complicated situation. There'll be logistics involved in what we do. We have to think through everything we do if we're going to keep on top of this and we're going to be allowed to move to phase two. Pay very close attention to the guidelines and work out what you're going to do before you undertake a journey or you go to meet people. Like that old saying where your ma used to say when you got in the car, have you been to the toilet? All of a sudden it's real. Before you go and visit your friends for a couple of hours, sit in the back garden or in the park, go to the toilet. That way you don't have to get into people's houses and the possibility of cross-contamination through touch isn't there. All right? Now, on to Friday. Right, I don't normally do much on a Friday, so I don't normally comment much on a Friday. I do a couple of stories in the morning, and then I'll pick up Friday, Saturday and Sunday in the review of the weekend. Okay. But this morning, it's announced that Rishi Sunak is rolling back, or is going to roll back on the furlough scheme later today when he gives his press conference. It's reckoned that he'll ask the employers to contribute more. And that way, the UK government won't have to pay out the full 80%. So that'll probably come down to 60% or 50% provided by the government. Employers will be expected to make up the rest. It is believed that this move will put a lot of pubs, restaurants and tourist industry, related industries, businesses under, which would mean that over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see the unemployment rate spike right through the roof as pubs, clubs, hotels, restaurants all start laying their staff off, the staff that was furloughed, because they won't be able to keep it going. And the other big story this morning that I picked up on was that the COP26 conference has been put back to November 2021. Which is only sensible. It's no, is it? You couldn't bring that many people into Glasgow at this point in time. Glasgow is Scotland's, is one of Scotland's hotspots for coronavirus. So you couldn't add all the delegates and the thousands of people from all around the world coming into Glasgow. It wouldn't be safe. So the COP26 has been moved for a year. It's been postponed for a year and it will happen on November 2021 now. Hopefully, if this is over. Right. So, that's the review of the week, folks. I hope you found it interesting. Now, as we come out of lockdown, some NHS workers stood outside number 10 last night in silent protest, did they? As a Bojo clapped. Anyways, I was saying, with the relaxing of the minor relaxing of the lockdown, in order for us to be able to make any decent advances, then you're going to have to be very careful and, as I say, think carefully when you go to visit friends or relatives. Plan ahead, use logistics, okay? Stick to what the First Minister's telling us today. To do, sorry. All right? Now, I don't broadcast at the weekend, as you're all aware. So, I wish you all a very enjoyable weekend. When you're going to see your mammy for the first time, remember, you can't hug her. You can't kiss her. When you see your grandwins, you can't pick them up and hug them and kiss them. Be very careful, all right? So, have a great weekend and have a nice day. Bye now.
This is a new voice for a new Scotland.
And in life, dot radio.